Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John. Nate Bucati and Jake Gutierrez on this Thursday, January 13th, 2022. Let's talk to Mike DePasquale and find out if Mike's got this on the Border Patrol. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just telling Jake, I got a heck of a weekend in front of me. I think you guys will appreciate it. So, obviously, we got football. That's what I want to do. I want to watch it. Well, my wife just had a surgery yesterday, pretty minor, but she's out of commission all weekend. And then my son has a – so I'm just me this weekend, okay? My son's got a basketball tournament that could be tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. My daughter's got an all-day volleyball tournament in Lawrence on Sunday. Got to get her there by 6:15 a.m. And I've been told I'll be lucky to leave by 5. So do you guys provide any services that can help me in those endeavors?
What type of services are you looking for?
There's
a variety.
I don't know. That's what I said. I didn't delineate what type. I said anything.
But a shuttle service could come in handy, right?
6:15 in Lawrence. I mean, I got to leave at, 5:15?
Bro, I've realized that when it comes to youth sports, you've got to embrace the carpool options. You need to buddy up with parents on the team, and see if you can. The carpool comes in very handy.
No, I'm with you. It's that's early.
At least there's not like a ton of awesome NFL playoff games going on all weekend that you have to miss.
Exactly. That was the whole thing that made it better. There was nothing else going on. So right. But then I hear there is something going on. We got some games.
That's right. I'll be chauffeuring my twins and one of their friends to a middle school dance tonight. And then I'll be standing in the parking lot in a very threatening manner to the other kids that walk in. And then we had a basketball game tomorrow morning, but it got canceled. So it's been converted to a bye week. So,
okay.
We had to cancel practice because the girls voted for the middle school dance, which. Who could blame them?
Hey, that's priorities.
Get out there and have some fun. And so,
man, I can't wait for that first dance for my daughter. I'm gonna intimidate that boy real bad.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You threaten him with a lawsuit. I mean, that's what you do right there. Well, hey, buddy.
My wife already warned me. She's like, when Adriana, that's my daughter, has a boyfriend, you are not allowed to try to intimidate him.
What about your friends, Mike? Are they allowed to?
Right.
Well, I'm for hire.
Exactly. I'm bringing the reinforcements. That's what I'm doing. Someone's intimidating him. You're not getting off the hook.
I can make people uncomfortable real quick.
Boy, isn't that true.
Yeah. No argument here, Jake.
Hey, I do want to say this before we get into the picks, Mike. We do very much, as a member of the Catholic Charities Snowball Committee, the snowball event is this Saturday night, and really appreciate you supporting the cause. I know you guys aren't going to be able to make it because of your wife's surgery, but on behalf of all of us at Catholic Charities, thank you very much for supporting snowball on Saturday.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we got some teachers from St. Anne are going in our stead, so they'll have a good time.
All right, let's have a good time picking some games.
Yeah.
What do we got, Jake?
Well, I figured we'd go with. Mike's got two NFL teams. Let's give him a choice between the two teams. Like, you grew up in Buffalo, right? You got Bills. You got some Bills in your blood a little bit.
Yeah.
You've once been on a bachelor party with Jake Gutierrez in Buffalo, New York.
We've hung in Buffalo, boys.
That's amazing.
Snapshot memory.
That still is.
Not any film, just snapshots.
And that last club I ended up leaving, that was, I kind of left. I kind of remember that. That game will kick off on Saturday at 7:15. Patriots at the Bills. Bills are a 4-point favorite in that matchup. So they're giving up 4 points to the Patriots. And then Sunday night football, you got the Steelers coming in town to Arrowhead. That number is huge. The Chiefs are a 12.5-point favorite still at kickoff at 7:15. So I'll give you a choice between those two matchups.
I want the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs game. I don't want to even discuss the Bills game. It's stressing me out. Chiefs doesn't stress me out because they're going to destroy the Steelers. It's not. What's the line on?
12.5.
Chiefs. That's all I got to hear.
Wow.
Steelers old, slow. It's over. I mean, I it's sad the end of an era but with a Big Ben, but hey. Time to move
Not
on.
Not that sad, man.
It's great that it's here. Yeah,
right. I'm tired of that old man.
It's awesome. So what's Nate picking?
All right, so you're giving me the Pats and Bills. I do want some. So why don't you want to touch? You're nervous about that game, huh? What are your thoughts on it before I make my pick?
Well, I'm looking at the weather there right now, and they're saying it's going to be 0 degrees at kickoff. They're going to be miserable. And we saw what happened the last time the Pats played the Bills in miserable conditions. The Bills couldn't throw the ball, and the Pats could run the ball, and the Bills couldn't. So it ended up a sleeper of a game, and the Pats won. So I don't know. Who knows? But 0 degrees at kickoff? No thanks.
There's always got to be
some residue left over.
But there's always got to be just a little bit of fear that Belichick just coaches his ass off and pulls the rabbit out of the hat because
that's always possible.
That's always the bag nearby. Okay.
Yeah, but I think the Bills are still pissed off about that game. The way those two defensive players got asked if they were embarrassed after the game, and they got up and they stormed off and they looked at that reporter, and one guy was like, "We're going to remember this. I'm going to remember this." You know, I think they're still mad as heck about the way that game went last time around. I think Josh Allen, if it's bad conditions this time, one thing I'll say for that kid, man, he is tough. He runs tough. He takes on that responsibility. If he's got to be the running game for the Bills, he'll do it. So I think the Bills have got something in store for the Pats. I think even though they came back already and beat the Pats once in the regular season, I don't think they're counting that as their revenge. I think they still want to get back at them for what happened in that game in Buffalo in the terrible weather. So I'm going to take the Bills. I think they win by a touchdown.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike.
I love it.
The Bills. And I'm not doing that to kiss your ass.
Yeah, you are.
No, I don't care. I want to say one thing. You know, the Bills, the people of Buffalo, hate the Patriots more than anything of any franchise. Hate. I'm telling you guys, because you got Buffalo, the Rust Belt town that's fallen. You got Boston. It's a big city, lots of championships. They can't even admit the Patriots are good. My dad is the most level-headed person of all time ever. Tells me he doesn't think Tom Brady's that good. He's a system guy because he hates the Patriots so much. So there will be a lot of vitriol flying in the air for the Bills facing the Patriots in Buffalo for the first time in the playoffs since the old AFL days in 1963.
They're going to be body slamming each other off of plastic burning tables.
Right.
It's going to be nuts in the parking lot.
Yes. I agree.
All right, here's an easy prop bet for you. You said that the Chiefs are going to destroy the Steelers. The last time the Steelers played in a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium back in January of 2017, they beat the Chiefs 18-16, and that led the Chiefs to drafting Patrick Mahomes in the offseason. And so the Steelers scored 18 points. Will they score over or under 18 points this time around?
Under
17. Mm. All right, it's right there. What do you say, Jake? You smart mouth? Do they score over under their last score of 18 the last time they were at Arrowhead in the playoffs?
I would say yes. I'd say they go over that number. I think right now in my head is 27-20 Chiefs.
Nate, you'd be the tiebreaker. Mike says under, Jake says over. Will it be over or under 18 points against the Chiefs?
Under.
All right then.
I think the Chiefs' defense, I'm hoping that they have something to prove because they have not looked interested in tackling the last two games. And I think that hopefully they've, you know, they seem to, you know, the leader of that defense, Tyrann Mathieu, seems to be like he's got a pretty good rabbit ears. Like he pays attention to all the noise out there. So hopefully he's heard all the chatter about the business decisions being made against the Broncos. And hopefully that gets him mad, gets him angry, gets the whole defense a little defensive and with something to prove. And if they play like that, I think they hold the Steelers to under 18.
Okay, Mike, tell people if they need your assistance, how they can get a hold of you.
BMLawUSA.com. Obviously, I'll be running a shuttle service all weekend, so there'll be other people on the horn if you need to call us.
That's right. Let us know.
I'll be here this weekend, though.
And let me know if you need me to text you any scores or keep you updated on any of the games going on.
Oh, I'm bringing a phone charger. This yep. phone's going to be fully charged, iPads, everything.
That's right. Hey, you know what? You're at the games. There's nothing wrong with sneaking a peek at the game, at the games on your phone in between right. Your kids' games, all right? It's expected. And you can help out the other dads, too.
That's right. It's at Rock Chalk Park, which I think is right by there. I think isn't there a Johnny's out there? I'll swing over to
yep.
Johnny's.
Yep.
That's
there's
a good
Johnny's
place
over
to
there.
Go. Go to Johnny's, we'll get yourself some pizza and watch some football. Oh, Mike, good luck on your picks. We will talk to you next week.
Hi, boys. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
That you do the same thing. That's Mike DePasquale, who will be watching a lot of sports, both on his phone and in person with his kids. We will take a break, come back, wrap things up on Sports Radio 810 WHB.